This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to Columbia, South Carolina. Jeremy joins us there. Jeremy, how can we help?
Hey, David. Sorry. Ken and Dr. John, how are y'all?
We are living the dream. What's up?
Got a question. My wife and I are in baby step two. And Ken, I've called to talk to you before on your show. Like I said, we're in baby step two, trucking pretty good. We're about 12 to 18 months out from being completely debt-free, minus a house, obviously. But my wife has decided she wants to try and get a new car, which would be a major upgrade in vehicle. Obviously, that's not in the Ramsey plan, and without, you know, coming across as a jerk and, you know, trying to be respectful of her, what kind of, how do we navigate this without saying, I'm right, you're wrong, you're right, I'm wrong, you know, not trying to be biased, but just say what's better for our future? Y'all have any advice on that?
I would say first and foremost, this isn't Dave's plan. This is Jeremy's plan. This is the plan to change Jeremy's house. Dave laid the steps out. As long as this is an external thing being forced on your family by some mostly bald old man on the radio, right? And I'd say that if he was sitting here.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would.
Where'd you really?
Then there's going to be your wife is going to feel imposed upon because this isn't a joint vision, right? This is, okay, I'll go along with this guy's thing and whatever, and if it keeps my husband up, blah, blah. Hey, but I want to get a new car, right? So for some reason, she's not fully bought in yet. Y'all aren't on the same page with this deal. Were y'all at one time on the same page? Why are we coming up with a new car here?
Yeah, we were. We actually downgraded both vehicles to be able to afford them. And now we're kind of, seems like we're just making another 180. And all this has happened with them like 6 months ago. So it's kind of like, what? I'm not even sure what's brought this on. But, you know, it's not a you're crazy type thing. It's just, you know.
So what I'm hearing,
how do we go about it?
So, Jeremy, if I'm hearing you correctly, she bought in. She's like, okay, let's do this baby step thing. And she was in on downgrading your car so that you could pay off debt and move along. Am I hearing that correctly?
Correct.
So she was on board. Now, all of a sudden, she's not ranting and raving, saying, you've lost your mind. I don't want to do this. She's just going, I've changed my mind again. I want a nice car. Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much.
Yeah. The fact that you say, again, I'm going to throw this back to John from the professional counseling side, but just as the observer in the conversation on this one, the fact that you just said, I'm not sure what's changed. There's part of our problem. We need to find out what is really going on. The fact that you called us and you're not quite sure what has changed means I think you need to dig in a little bit more about where she is and what has caused this.
And I'm calling bullcrap on that too, Jeremy. What has changed? You know.
Uh-oh.
Well, one thing, she starts a new job tomorrow. Uh-huh. She goes to figure out her new salary and everything tomorrow. The job change will actually be next week and next month, and that'll be, she'll be working at the same school our two girls are going to go to.
Okay.
Is she expecting a raise?
That's kind of what I'm waiting to see. Hopefully we'll find that out tomorrow, and we just don't know concrete numbers yet.
I think she is.
Is she feeling self-conscious about pulling up to her new job or her new promotion with an old car?
It may be.
So here's the thing. I think there's some stuff here. The car here is the symptom. For some reason, y'all two have separated this mission here. What you're on together, the path you're on together. And hey, by the way, this happens to every married couple on earth about a million different things. It can happen on the way to a restaurant. Hey, you want to have Mexican food tonight? Sure, that sounds great. We're headed out that way. And then halfway there, it's like, oh, we're just going to go there? Like, oh, I thought we had decided that. Right? Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
So nothing's wrong with your marriage. Nothing's wrong with your relationship. But y'all have gotten off track. And this is a time for you to flip the lights on and turn the music off and take her out somewhere and say, hey, we all sat down. We all agreed to this. We're all in. We're going to change our family tree. We're going to change the trajectory of our life, our kids' life. We're all bought in. We even sold our cars and got these two not great cars. And then you just came and laid this on me. You know I want to provide you the best. I want to be a great provider. You've got an awesome job. You're about to get a raise. It's going to accelerate this plan. But now you say you want to get into credit. Tell me what happened, because we were on the same page here. And bring it back to the mission. Bring it back to the goal. Bring it back to, hey, we're in this thing together. And for God's sake, this is not, you guys are the heroes of this journey, right? Dave wrote the plan, Financial Peace University. We got these 7 steps. But you've got to make it y'all's vision for your life, not Dave Ramsey's, right? Sit down with her, take her, and get back together on the same page, and y'all create a picture of what it's going to look like, and something you can go back to and go back to. I hope you get she gets a massive raise, and it just accelerates this whole thing, and you'll get emergency fund, and she'll get that new car sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I would agree completely with John. Jeremy, I would just add, when you're having this conversation, let's put some real dates on there. Like you told us, I forget what you said at the beginning of the call, but there's a payoff date if we stay disciplined, okay? So if you sit down with her and you do all the things that John said and go, hey, babe, listen, with this new raise, we may shave 3 months, 6 months off, and at this point, then we're going to go this many more months. We got the emergency fund in place, right? The 3 to 6 months. Now we can begin to cash flow the car, and I'm going to get you this.
Hey,
put a picture of it on the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, combine her vision to the mission. People will suffer, John.
They'll
suffer and sacrifice if they know where they're headed. But the ambiguity, the ambiguity in marriage is just as bad as ambiguity in the professional setting. When a leader goes, come on, everybody, work those extra hours. I heard so much of this during COVID. Ken, we worked hard because of COVID. Well, the leaders never said, hey, it's for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Just give me 3 or 5, and then we're going to get over it. You got to get clear. The ambiguity is crushing people in the debt-free journey.
Oh, man. Have a goal. Do it together.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.